This is KVNF's Jody Peterson with some news updates. If you don't have health insurance, there's a week left to sign up. More than 10,000 Colorado residents have already signed up for health insurance through the COVID special enrollment period, which ends April 30th. For more information on how you can sign up for health insurance, go to connectforhealthco.com or call 855-PLANS-4U. Spring sports have been canceled for all Colorado high schools. The Colorado High School Activities Association announced on April 21st that the spring 2020 season has been canceled due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. More than 30 other states have also canceled their spring high school sports. The cancellation came after the April 20th announcement from Governor Jared Polis canceling all in-person learning for the remainder of the school year. After June 1st, decisions regarding student and coach contact, virtual workouts, and virtual tryouts will be made at the local level, says the association. On April 21st, the Environmental Protection Agency published its revised Waters of the United States rule. The rule eliminates many federal protections for waters in Colorado. Colorado and its sister states rely on these protections, and the change leaves water, transportation, flood control, energy, and other projects in disarray, according to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. This rule could impact more than two-thirds of Colorado's streams, rivers, and wetlands. It threatens tributaries to the Colorado River, whose waters are used by 19 states and Mexico. The changes were meant to give more authority to state and local governments in determining how to regulate water pollution, but they also lift many basic safeguards. For example, more than 98% of Colorado residents rely on public drinking water systems, which are fed by water sources classified as ephemeral, intermittent, or headwaters. Many of those water sources will now lose protection. The change also effectively removes limits on the amount of pollution that can be dumped into small streams and wetlands. Patrick Faltzgraf, director of Colorado's Water Quality Control Division, said, quote, "It is now up to the state to provide the necessary protection of both Colorado's economy and the environment," end quote. The rule will go into effect in late June, and environmental groups already say they'll fight it in court. Any lawsuits will probably run beyond Election Day, meaning that the rule's future may well depend on whether President Trump has a second term. This is KVNF News.